Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day. Kidney stones are no fun. They occur five times as often in men as they do in women, and 60% of those who get one stone will go on and get another. Stones usually present abruptly with renal colic and severe pain, sometimes with gross hematuria. Treatment has focused on hydration and pain control, but this week's poem helps us to understand if there is a role for medication to speed the passage of the stone. Mark, what did the doctors find?
Well, this was a meta-analysis in the British journal, The Lancet, and they searched several databases for randomized controlled trials looking at calcium channel blockers and alpha blockers to see if they would help speed the passage of stones. They did a good search of the literature. They even looked for unpublished studies. They found nine clinical trials with a total of about 700 patients. The authors of the meta-analysis didn't tell us the doses of the drugs, but I went back and looked at the original studies and found that most used either nifedipine, 30 milligrams a day, or tamulosin, which is Flomax, in a dose of 0.4 milligrams a day, so pretty standard doses of those two drugs. Six of the studies reported the time to stone passage, and in five studies, the treatment group had a shorter average time to pass the stone. Also, patients getting an alpha blocker or a calcium channel blocker had a 65% relative increase in the rate of stone passage. So that corresponds to a number needed to treat of four. This means that we'd need to treat only four patients with one of these drugs to facilitate the passage of one additional stone. That's actually a pretty good return, especially if we can help our patients avoid an invasive procedure. A few of the studies use steroids, typically about 20 milligrams of prednisone a day, and the results suggest an additional benefit. So it looks like a once-daily dose of an alpha blocker or calcium channel blocker is a simple and safe and relatively inexpensive way to speed the passage of kidney stones.
So, Mark, when they use steroids, do they use steroids in addition to the alpha blocker and calcium channel blocker?
That's right. And in this kind of a meta-analysis, you have to look carefully at what the comparison groups were and what the doses were of the medication, and there were a lot of different protocols, a lot of different comparisons, but it did appear to be a very consistent benefit for alpha blockers and calcium channel blockers.
So a doctor's in his office, a patient comes in with a stone. How does he or she choose, an alpha blocker or a calcium channel blocker?
Well, there were a couple of the studies that had several arms. So, for example, one group got a placebo, one group got an alpha blocker, and one group got a calcium channel blocker. From those studies, it looks like they were similarly effective. I think you just have to look at the patient's comorbidities. This is someone where you would want to put them on a calcium channel blocker, or if not, then maybe choosing an alpha blocker. The alpha blocker may be a bit more expensive since the nifedipine is available as a generic drug now.
And in terms of outcomes, you had talked about the passage of a stone. Is that the most important outcome that we should be looking at?
Well, you have to, I think it's how quickly the stone passes and how likely it is to pass. And in both of those outcomes, the patients taking the active treatment did better. Obviously, pain control is another important thing. And there have been some other studies looking at comparisons of NSAIDs versus opiates. And a lot of doctors still use opiates for patients coming in with kidney stone pain. And, you know, they mean well and they want to give a strong drug. But it actually turns out that the NSAIDs do a better job of pain control than the opiates, and they're much better tolerated.
Great. Thanks, Mark. That's our poem for the week.
You're welcome.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.